this is about as produced as anything you're going to see on here. But this is how we're doing this. I mean, this is really five guys and a website. And you know, this little handheld Canon camera here, a little DV camera, is how we're going out there. I mean, we're going out there. We're gonna bring some of the people that you don't get to see at Microsoft to the forefront. We're gonna show you what it's a little bit like to work at Microsoft, see some of the quirky things that are here. But more importantly, we're gonna talk about the products and the problems you're having. We're gonna try to figure out, you know, how we can work together to make this thing click.
And welcome back to Channel 9 Live here at the Visual Studio 2012 launch.
Right, we're back, Channel 9 Live in TechEd Europe. It's 2012, I believe.
Thank you, Charles, and thank you, everybody, for coming and all those who are watching. Even in the room, we have folks from 18 countries, 23 states in the United States, and a worldwide audience, so thank you for attending.
Welcome to my friends online, watching via Channel 9 with the live show there.
Well, welcome, everyone, to our first ever Windows Azure Con. This is a virtual online set of talks that we're doing today, completely free.
Welcome to Channel 9 Live. Directly from Orlando, Florida at TechEd.
We're back. It's the last segment of Channel 9 Live.
Welcome back, King. This is episode 168. 168 weeks of us bringing you all the hottest stories that Microsofties are pinging each other about.
Hi, I'm Larry Lieberman. Welcome to another edition of Inside Windows Phone.
Welcome to Defrag.
Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox.
Hi, welcome to Cloud Cover.
Hello and welcome to Imagine Cup TV.
This is Hot Apps. You give me 3 minutes, I'll give you 5 hot apps.
Hi, welcome to Webcams TV. I'm your host, Brady Gaster.
Welcome back to The Edge Show, episode 52.
Windows Store Weekly brings you 5 apps in 5 minutes, and the store is open.
And welcome to Defrag Tools.
Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
Bringing you the top developer news.
This week. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on this week.
We do. We had to cut some stories just because there's so much in here.
Too much good stuff.
Hey, I'm Jared Potter, and today we're going to be talking about designing for Windows Phone 101.
Hi there, I'm Stefan T. Lawid, Visual C++ Libraries developer, and today I'm starting a new series called Core C++.
Welcome to this 34-lesson series on building Windows Store apps using C#.
Hi, Rick Barasa. Welcome to the fourth video in our Quick Start series on migrating your app from Windows Phone 7 to Windows 8.
Hello, and welcome to the first video in this 3-part series designed to show you how to create your first Windows Store app.
All right, it's nice to be back here with Anders. How are you doing?
Good, Charles. Good to see you again.
Excellent. So we haven't talked for a while. Last time we were talking, we talked about C# 5.0 and stuff, and now we're going to talk about TypeScript.
That's right.
I'm here with Rain. Rain, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So my name's Rain Johnson, and I'm the Principal Research Director here at Microsoft Research Connections, focused on education research and then also growing women in computer science.
All right, so we're in Windows world. I've been spending a lot of time here. I mean, it's my favorite place to come, Building 26. You're in Windows now. Who are you?
Mark Rasinovich. Uh-huh. I'm a technical fellow in CoreOS.
Okay.
I came to Microsoft about 6 months ago when my company, Winternal Software, was acquired.
Clint, we are standing here with one of your brilliant creations, you, of course. And
it's not just me.
Not just you. Yeah,
we have Brian Peek and Rick Barasa helped create our wonderful new toys.
And what are you calling these? BattleBots?
We're calling them Boxing Bots.
All right, we're over at the Bellevue office of Microsoft. And tell me who you are and what you do here.
I'm Stephanie Horstmansoff, and I work at Bing. I'm the senior managing editor for the LifeSite team.
And I'm Kristen Dean. I'm the managing editor for the Bing homepage.
And I've been on a search looking for the people who pick the pictures for the front page of Bing.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Good.
Who are you?
Steve Ballmer.
And where
who are you?
I'm Robert Scoble.
I know that.
Thanks.
We're here in my office at Microsoft Corporation.
And then I realized that I was reading it by reading one track after another. I thought, that's serial pattern recognition. Oh, and then the light bulb went on. And I realized that the whole science of type and typography over hundreds of years has grown up to optimize serial pattern recognition. OSPR. I was out in the woods. I thought, oh, tag an EY in the end, call it Osprey. And I went back to my office. And it was one of those flash of inspiration moments, I went back to the office and wrote this 80-page paper called The Magic of Reading. They explained how reading works when we read print, why it doesn't work when we're reading on the screen, what we needed to do to fix it. So I wrote that paper and I sent it off to everybody, including Bill. And I heard back later that he'd read it 5 times. And then things began to happen all over Microsoft.
I work at Microsoft. I've been at Microsoft about 10 years. I'm in the research division. I'm an old guy. I've been doing stuff in computing for a long time. I love computers. I love technology. I came to Microsoft to make supercomputers out of scalable components, which is to say, make the biggest computer that you could possibly imagine by just using the stuff that you could buy at Radio Shack.
Well, I think the most amazing thing is that the dream that we had back then about the importance of software and that this whole personal computer thing would happen, that's actually become a reality. You know, we thought we were kind of just some crazy guys, and as Mark said, we had a deck writer terminal in the apartment, and you know, we'd get up and write code in the morning, and we'd be there 24 hours later. It was all just 8080 assembler code, the first basic interpreter. And we really thought it was something quite important, and you know, we thought we saw something that others didn't. We thought all the computer companies in the world were just missing out, and this was going to change their world. And every part of that became true.
I first got involved with Visual Studio and .NET. Actually, when we started prototyping .NET back in 96, actually late 96, at the time, we knew we needed some kind of programming environment that really made it easy to write code. We decided we needed to have a more modern kind of environment for that. So a few of us started prototyping something which turned into the CLR, or the Common Language Runtime. Like I said, I never quite expected it to turn out like it did, but I've been 10 years in the .NET team, and then over the last year and a half with Visual Studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome CEO and founder, West Coast Customs, Ryan Friedlinghouse.
You know, this is really cool, and so we're going to build a car together, right?
Yes, sir.
And the thing that's actually really cool about it is we're going to do it for your TV show. And we're going to take all the tools that you do, all the Microsoft products and technologies, Visual Studio, you name it, we're going to show the world what happens when you pair software development and awesome cars.
We're the best in the business, you guys are the best in the business, and joining the two forces together is going to be unstoppable.
I'm excited about it. I think this is going to be a really fun thing to go see. Tune into Discovery this December, and let's go build a car together, man.
Let's do it.
Integrating with Facebook is a great way for developers to get access to a lot of people who might be interested in using their application. We have 1 billion monthly active users on desktop and 600 million monthly active users on mobile. Here at Facebook, hacking is a big part of our culture. One of the things that we like to do is bring the hacking culture and hackathons to a larger audience. So right now we're hosting a Windows 8 social app hackathon.
Devs got to see things before other people have the opportunity to see them.
Windows 8 is the Swiss Army tool of operating systems.
Being able to build these kinds of devices requires a lot of software. We need devs working on interesting hardware.
More and more of us need to write cool apps, and I'm going to start writing cool apps on Windows 8 tomorrow.
Devs changed the human society. It's totally different now.
Developers bring people together.
Developers run in the world.